Don't just have a knee-jerk reaction. We cannot sit here and say that we are better if we do the same thing in reverse. I don't understand guys who watch these videos about these guys talking about how these 304s are stupid. Because at the end of the day, guys, they don't care they're 304s. They don't care. They're out here doing what they want to do. The culture supports it. The media supports it. The politicians enable it. They don't give an F about what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Kareen. My friends, we finally are getting back to a video show as opposed to just an audio-only show. Been going through a lot and might share some of it with you. But there's more important message I want to talk about today, and it's something that I can guarantee you a lot of you have experienced multiple times. And not just romantically, by the way. No, this is something I think we all suffered from. You might be asking me, Austin, what are we talking about today? Talking about gaslighting and misinformation. You know, the term the red pill comes from The Matrix. A lot of people know that, but not everybody's seen the movie. Not everybody knows exactly what the reference means. And so what I think it's important for us to do is to understand what exactly it is that a lot of red pill guys believe, and it's a very huge umbrella term. If you had asked somebody that like 10, 13 years ago, they would maybe said MGTOW, SYSBN, I think that's what they called something like that, SSBNW or something like that. And there was a very small knit group of guys who were usually middle-aged, and a lot of them were black. And they realized that they were done with the community. They were done with how they were basically told to be stepdads. And they wanted something more. And a lot of white guys caught on to it as well. Hispanic men, Asian men, and everybody formed around this idea that we need to stop believing what we are being told and instead see with our eyes what is happening before us and trust it. Not just think, oh, but that's not really that, because if it was, well, then, you know, this, and the other thing will be happening, or that's just an ism or an ist or whatever that's causing that, and not the real problem. And my friends, we need to avoid being gaslit by normies. We need to avoid so-called misinformation from telling us, not from a logical standpoint, not from even an ethos standpoint, but they just want to give you constant pathos, constant emotion, and have it affect your logic. So many of us, especially when it comes to romance, and the reason I hype on it so much is not because women are the end-all be-all of men, the male existence. This is not true. The reason I do it is because relationships can make or break you as a man. If you are around the wrong woman and she makes an accusation, whether it be true or untrue, statistically, it's probably going to be more untrue than true. If you look at the data, you get a woman pregnant, or whatever it is that you do, that's going to affect you for the next 20 years, at least, if not forever. So the reason we talk about misinformation and why we're talking about understanding the gaslighting arguments are going to be coming your way and have already come your way, and you may not even realize it. For example, let me ask you something. How many of you, when confronted with normie talking points being, oh, why are you still single? Or, oh, hey, you don't have a traditional job, or you're not like everybody else. Why is that? And then you try to explain to them. You may not explain Red Pill. You may not explain Andrew Tate or Coach Greg Adams or whoever. You may not bring up those individuals, but you might bring up certain ideals that a lot of people in the space discuss and that you have found to be true and that you've integrated in your life. Whether it's, hey, we don't do long-term relationships. Hey, I'm not a big believer in commitment. A lot of Western women are been infected with feminism and we're not here for it. You mention any one of those things, immediately people are going to have a... It's like, say for example, I'll show you guys something. Let's go to like my desk, my background. If I click a program, like say I want to click on my Stream Deck, right? And I click on it, and it's going to launch up, right? Like that. Boom. Launch it up. In the same way that if you tell people what I just said, oh, we don't do long-term relationships. Oh, we don't do commitment. We don't do marriage with modern women. We don't do any of those things. Immediately, people are going to... It's like opening that program I showed you. They're programming from the public schools, social media, from political figures, from philosophical talking points. They're going to all just come up at one time to rebut what you're saying. Not necessarily because you are wrong, but they feel bad about what they just heard. And they feel like it should be wrong. So therefore, they're going to make sure you know it's wrong. And they're going to try it first with logic. You're going to refute it because we've had this conversation tons of times. At least I know I have. I'm sure you have as well. And because of that, you know exactly what to expect. You know exactly what to look out for. And so therefore, when they bring up the same thing you've heard about 100 times, you're going to have an answer for it, at which point they're going to think, crap, you had a great response, or at least it made sense, whether I liked it or not. What do I do now? Because I can't admit I'm wrong. Nobody wants to admit they're wrong. See, that's the problem right there. I'm fine with being wrong. The problem is it just doesn't happen as much as it used to. I used to be wrong all the time. I used to be confused, convoluted, misguided, undecided, no idea what I was doing, what was happening, or anything. I was trying to, up was down was up, left was right was left. It was confusing time for me. But I found my footing, as a lot of you have found your footing through life, through experience, and through decisions that you've decided to live by. A lot of us, we make those hard choices. And immediately, people want to jump in from the peanut gallery and tell us that we're wrong. Now, I want to make one thing clear. If, this is a big if they turn out to make sense, I encourage you to at least explore the idea that maybe, whatever it is, you could be wrong. Now, are the chances high? No. But it's important for us to always be open to learn. Part of the reason why the biblical bachelor lifestyle is something that I created was not because I am some biblical scholar, I am not, or some righteous zealot, which I am not. I think it's important for people to understand that what you've been told in the churches is not always accurate, number one. And number two, you need to understand there's this thing called Religion Incorporated. What do I mean by Religion Incorporated? I mean there is an active interest in you believing what they tell you so you give them money and they can stay in business. They are a business. They pay taxes. Or they try to keep their tax-exempt status every which way they can, even though they arguably, many of them, should not have it, in my opinion. And that's an opinion shared by a lot of other people as well. But here's my thing, my friends. When it comes down to it, we need to understand the tactics of gaslighting. We need to understand what we're dealing with here. The misinformation. It's one thing to have misguided information. It's another to put out information that you know is wrong, but it suits an agenda that benefits the person talking about it. That's why I encourage you to be careful and to always at least entertain ideas so that you can then debate them, decide whether you want, whether they're correct, and then dismiss them if they are not. Don't just have a knee-jerk reaction. We cannot sit here and say that we are better if we do the same thing in reverse. I don't understand guys who watch these videos about these guys talking about how these 304s are stupid. Because at the end of the day, guys, they don't care that 304s. They don't care. They're out here doing what they want to do. The culture supports it. The media supports it. The politicians enable it. They don't give an F about what's going on. They don't care. They'll come back when they're 30, 35, whatever. And then they'll be like, where are all the good men? What happened when guys of my generation of Gen Z were largely checking out and we just started in this dating marketplace? I'm one of the older Gen Zs. We've already started to check out, a lot of us. Younger millennials, not much different. The stepdaddy thing of the boomers and the Gen X, that's going away. We're not doing it as much anymore. We are reaching a point of no return, if we haven't already passed it. And here's the thing, my friends. I wrote The Biblical Bachelor Lifestyle not so that you can save the world, but so that you can understand how to move forward, how I had to decide how to move forward. It was tough when the world was crashing around me. Everything, pretty much without exception, I'd found was a lie, or at the very least a half-truth that I had to decide which was true and which wasn't. And I don't claim to have every answer under the sun, but you need to protect yourself, and you need to put yourself in a better position. That's why I talk about surrogacy, because the modern family is just not working. Your chances of success are very, very, very low. And guys in this community, even though it's not very big right now, they'll tell you they've been through a divorce. They have to pay child support. And they didn't do much wrong other than try to be a good dad, try to be a good husband. And they got reamed for that in the courts. They got reamed for that in their relationship. My friends, I'm not here to tell you that marriage is evil. What I'm here to tell you is that you have to decide for yourself who you're going to be. You have to root out information that is false, that is called propaganda. One of the fathers of the modern propaganda, it just so happens to be the the godfather of marketing. You might ask how those two things are connected. Well, if you can't add 1 + 1 and come up with 2, then I can't help you. If you can't see how propaganda and marketing are together, then I don't know what to tell you. I can't help you. I can't put it all together for you. You have to use your own head and decide for yourself what you want out of this life, how you're going to get it, what you're willing to sacrifice, and so on and so forth. That's the only way you're going to survive. Otherwise, you're going to have other people decide that for you, and you're still going to be upset anyway, because it's not going to be what you want. You're just going to want the validation and everything that comes with doing what these people want you to do. It's stupid. I did it for years. And I'm sick. I got sick of it. It didn't work for me. Now, if it works for you, I mean, I don't know who you are, but God bless you, I suppose. For me, that don't work for me, Chief. Never will. Why, you have to be willing to be different. You have to be willing to operate different, think different. Whether that's you go to the junior college, shout out to Coach Greg Adams, or whether it's you go out here and you date multiple women, or you have a roster, or maybe you just go full monk and you don't engage at all. If you can do that, let me tell you, you are a superman if you can do that forever. I've done it for months and months, but for years and years, that is some next level shit. That's all I'll say. You can do that, you are a special breed. But my friends, understanding the strategies of the, I'll call them the opposition, because that's kind of what they are. They're trying to take from you to give to other people, and in a way that's not even logically sound, it just sounds good. My friends, let me know and let the other guys in this community know how you have navigated through the lies, the deceptions, the tricks that society throws your way, whether it's normal pop culture, it could be religion, it could be political, it could be even monetary advice. All these things are important for us to dissect and wade through, because Trump was popular for talking about the swamp, getting rid of the swamp in Washington. Well, we need to get rid of the swamp of propaganda, the swamp of misinformation and lies that saturate our entire ecosystem. And we gotta get through it. We gotta get the crocodiles out of here. We gotta get all the bacteria and the viruses out of here. We gotta clean this place up. Clean it up with the truth, or the closest thing to it, as far as I'm concerned. It's gonna benefit us as men. It's gonna benefit society, but I'm not here to save the world. I don't even think I could. I'm not here to save the world. I'm here to help you. Help you make your life better. Help you determine for you what you want to do with your life, and help you get there. That's what I want. That's my goal. I want to see men be happy again. Not be used as wallets again, but be happy again. My friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know, you like the new setup? Took me a couple days to really get used to it, and I have to work and try to build it and everything, so let me know what you think. In the meantime, I think this is an important conversation for us to have, and we will continue to have it right here on the show, hopefully every day. I've gotten really busy, but I don't want to use excuses. I want to keep producing content. I love doing this show. It's just important for me, as it probably is for the loyal audience of the show who loves this show. My friends, take care. I'm out of here. Peace.